Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Chris Goforth with you on this Sunday as we head back out on the WadeFord.com hotline. I want to welcome in Dan Schlossberg. Dan is the author of a book that's out right now. It's called Home Run King. It's the remarkable record of Hank Aaron, and I thought it was good time to kind of have Dan on to talk. It is the 50th anniversary back in April of Hank Aaron breaking Babe Ruth's record, and you know, with the passing of Willie Mays this week, there was a relationship, Dan, that those two guys had, two guys that really faced a lot of the same kind of challenges in coming up through baseball. What can you tell us about the friendship that was there, maybe even the rivalry that existed between Hank Aaron and Willie Mays?
It was definitely a friendly rivalry. I mean, you look at one guy, Hank Aaron, he was an all-star 25 times. That was a major league record. But then you look at Willie Mays, he was an all-star 24 times. I mean, they did so many things that were so close to each other. And both outfielders, they almost even wound up as teammates, because way back when they were considering signing with a major league team, the New York Giants had already signed Willie Mays, and they were after Hank Aaron, too. They offered $50 less than the Braves offered, the Boston Braves at that time. And Hank Aaron, who started out with $2 when he left home in Mobile, Alabama, $50 was a big deal. So he took the Boston Braves offer, and the rest is history.
Wow. Could you imagine an outfield with Willie Mays and Hank Aaron both in their prime?
They wouldn't even need a left fielder, just the two of those guys. You know, that'd be enough.
Dan Schlossberg, the book is called Home Run King, the remarkable record of Hank Aaron. Dan, there's been other books that have been written about Hank Aaron previously. What did you learn when putting this book together? What is new about Hank Aaron?
Well, for one thing, Chris, I wrote it differently than any other book, probably differently than any other baseball biography that's ever been done. I did not write it chronologically. Everything is written by topic rather than time. And I didn't even write the chapters in sequence. I treated each chapter as a separate magazine article, and then I put it all together. And that makes this book different. But what I learned is Hank Aaron is a very active political figure. There are actually four presidents who attributed his campaigning for them with them winning the White House. They all happened to be Democrats. It was Jimmy Carter first, governor of Georgia, so he knew Hank Aaron very well. And then Bill Clinton and Barack Obama and Joe Biden, they all said the same thing. They said Hank Aaron's campaigning for them helped them win the White House.
How did the move to Atlanta change Hank Aaron? Coming from Milwaukee into Atlanta, coming back to the South for him, how did it change him as a person, but how did it change him as a hitter as well?
It's a good question, and there's good news and bad news. The good news is when he realized the altitude of Atlanta, which was then the highest altitude in the major leagues, that was before Arizona or Colorado joined the league, he said, this ball is really going to fly. And when he saw Atlanta Fulton County Stadium, he realized that he could hit a lot of home runs there, and he became a pull hitter. He changed his hitting style, became a pull hitter, hit a lot of home runs in Atlanta. He only played 9 years in Atlanta as opposed to 12 in Milwaukee, but he really did a lot of damage with the bat. So he changed as a hitter, but it also changed him. This is the bad news. His marriage broke up. His wife, Barbara, raised in Jacksonville, Florida, did not want to go back to the South. She loved Milwaukee. She didn't want to go back to the South, and their marriage didn't survive.
Home Run King, the remarkable record of Hank Aaron. Dan Schlossberg, he is the author of that book. He's hanging with us here on the WadeFord.com hotline here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The amount of hate towards Hank Aaron. Here he is. He is a black man in the deep South about to break the record held by a white man in Babe Ruth. The stories and having heard Hank himself recount this, one, I think it's heartbreaking to hear this kind of stuff today and to realize the amount of hate that was leveled towards him. How did he handle that, Dan?
He handled it the same way Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. did, turning the other cheek, nonviolent approach. He did not take on the haters and the people that were yelling at him. He just let his bat do the talking for him. In fact, years later, when he was well into his chase of Babe Ruth, he said to Andrew Young, what could I do to advance the civil rights movement? Andrew Young said, just keep doing what you're doing. Keep playing great baseball. You're making a name for black people.
Hank went on and spent a number of years as an executive in the Braves front office. What did he want to do when his playing days were over. Was it always the idea of being a baseball executive? What was his plan when his playing career ended?
At various times, he voiced interest in being a manager, even a general manager, even toyed with the idea of being a commissioner of baseball. And he said, well, that's not going to happen. That's a good old boys club. But a manager or general manager, he thought that either he or his brother Tommy might be the first black manager in the major leagues. Unfortunately, Tommy died of leukemia. Tommy was a very successful manager in the AAA level, but he was only 45 when he died of leukemia. And Hank Aaron left the Braves after the 74 season, went back to Milwaukee Brewers, where Bud Selig, his old friend, was the owner. He wanted a position of authority with the Braves, executive position. They wouldn't give it to him. When Ted Turner bought the team in 76, he offered Aaron a position of farm director, and Aaron took that. He had a lot of authority. In fact, he cut somebody named Brian Snitker, who was a minor league catcher. He offered him a coaching position in the minors. And here we go, what is it, 48 years later?
Yeah.
And Brian Snitker is still with the Braves organization.
The book is called Home Run King, The Remarkable Record of Hank Aaron. Dan Schlossberg, he is the author, and he's hanging with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You go back to that era of when Hank was in his prime, in the 50s and into the 60s, and there was, you know, the Yankees and Mickey Mantle, and those teams were winning championships, and Mickey Mantle got so much attention. Did Hank Aaron get enough attention based upon what he accomplished over the course of his playing career?
Good question, and the answer is not at all. In fact, 9 voters left him off their 10-member Hall of Fame ballots. They could have listed him as number 10, and 9 voters just left him out completely in 1982 when he was eligible for the Hall of Fame. By rights, he should have been the first unanimous Hall of Famer. He was not. And look at the MVP voting. He won 1 MVP in his 23-year career, never even finished second any other year, which is absurd because there are probably 3 or 4 other years where he should have won the MVP award. The year Ernie Banks won, 59, is a real good example of that, and there are other years as well. He just never got any respect. In fact, 8 times the All-Star game started with Aaron on the bench.
That's amazing. The 9 guys who did not vote for him, Dan, should have had their voting privileges revoked.
Definitely. Well, you have all these guys who don't vote for anybody the first time.
Oh, yeah, whatever. How do you think Hank Aaron would be viewed? What if Hank had have signed with the Giants and he got a chance to spend the early part of his career in a market like New York? Or, God forbid, if he would have been a Yankee at one point in his career, how do you think Hank Aaron would be viewed differently today?
Oh, that would be amazing. Well, first of all, Yankee Stadium had that short right field porch, and I realized that Aaron was a right-handed batter, and in Atlanta became a pull hitter, hitting everything to left field. But can you imagine if he played in Yankee Stadium and hit the other way? I mean, Wally Moon learned how to do that. The Dodgers played in the L.A. Coliseum. He was a left-handed hitter. He learned how to hit those moon shots. But Hank Aaron would have just owned the city had he played in New York or L.A. Just would have been totally different. He played in small markets. Milwaukee was a very small market. And Atlanta, before Ted Turner and Superstation, also a small market.
What do you think Hank Aaron meant to the city of Atlanta? You've talked about the social impact that he had here. We all know what he did on the field as a player. What do you think he meant to this city?
Well, he was an icon. He was a total icon. In fact, his number 44 is still carved into center field at Truist Park. Everything was Hank Aaron. Next year, the All-Star game is going to be at Truist Park. And the Braves are going to honor him again. They were supposed to do that in 2021, but as you might remember, the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred, pulled the game out of Atlanta because he didn't like the Voting Rights Act that was signed by Governor Kemp in Georgia, and he gave it to Denver that year, and now he admits he made a mistake and so he left it alone, and so he returned it as going to be in Atlanta in 2025.
Dan Schlossberg, the book is called Home Run King, The Remarkable Record of Hank Aaron. Dan's hanging out with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We talk a little bit about Hank. We started off talking about the passing of Willie Mays from this last week and kind of the relationship between those two guys. You had Dusty Baker write the foreword for this book, Dan, and I think Dusty Baker is one of those guys that kind of spans the eras, right? He was a teammate of Hank Aaron and obviously managed, well, up until here, just the last few years when he stepped away from managing in baseball. I don't think there's anybody right now in baseball that has more of a unique perspective from a player standpoint about that era in which Hank played than what Dusty brings. Your thoughts on what you learned from Dusty Baker about Hank and being his teammate?
Dusty was terrific. I befriended Dusty when he was a rookie outfielder with the Braves more than 50 years ago. In fact, there's a picture of the two of us together when Dusty was a rookie in spring training in West Palm Beach, Florida. I learned a lot from Dusty. He told me that some of the hate mail that Aaron got as he was approaching Ruth's record, he would read the letters in his locker and then just throw them on the floor so the other black players on the team could see what was going on. He would never discuss them. He would just throw it on the floor for them to look at it. He also told Dusty and Ralph Garr at the time he was approaching the record back in 74, he said, "Don't sit next to me in the dugout in case somebody takes a shot at me during the game."
Wow.
He had his life threatened. In fact, if you remember April 8th, 1974, his kids were not at the stadium. They were in Jacksonville watching on TV with their natural mother because their lives were threatened too.
Hank Aaron, unfortunately, is no longer with us. We lost Willie Mays this week. So, Dan, who's the greatest living baseball player today in your mind?
It's a good question, and I think you have to go with Shohei Ohtani because he can pitch and hit, just like Babe Ruth would have to be number one on the all-time list for the same reason.
Dan Schlossberg, check out the book. It's called Home Run King, The Remarkable Record of Hank Aaron. It's available. It is in the stores now. You can pick it up. You can order it online. Be a good summer read for you if you're a longtime Braves fan. Dan, appreciate the time as always. Good to catch up with you, and we'll look forward to talking again soon.
Thanks very much, Chris. I appreciate it. And sorry for the screw-up on the time. I think I know what happened here.
Dan Schlossberg, he's been with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Stay with us. Come back. We'll get your thoughts on who you think is the greatest living baseball player today. We'll do that when we return. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.